All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Talking to the Media. I am your host, Chris Bacon. This is the home of entertainment news and reviews by fans, for fans. And joining me virtually today on Thursday is the defending champion, Tavis.
Hey.
Don't look too close to the tattoo, Jordan. What's going on, Tavis?
How are you? I'm good.
That's a little joke, you guys, from what we were just talking about right before the right before the show started. So don't worry about that. Like, that's all on the hush. But we got some topics and stuff we're going to talk about. This is the show where we do a few reactions. We talk about some reviews. Well, we got some stuff that we're going to talk about. Some things going on with this Quiet on the Set show that just came out. You just saw Dune 2. So I haven't seen it yet. I haven't even seen Dune 1 yet.
So wrong of you.
I was just waiting. That's what I hurried up and clicked over so I can get that gasp.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that you were a Dooney.
Okay, so when you understand, like, I grew up with super nerds. Like, my dad's a super nerd.
Yeah.
So he's an avid fantasy reader. So, like, and I do mean avid. And so his Star Wars, he was an original Dune lover, like the books, like he read everything before it ever became a movie. He's always been in the fantasy world. That's his jam.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I believe you. I mean, I'm here for it. If you like it, I love it. We already got Peter Cunnington in the chat saying, I used to watch Nickelodeon shows as a kid, but now looking back on it, there's a lot of stuff with foots. And now I realize why Dan wanted all of his kids to have bare feet. You had a foot fetish. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that we were all brought, that was brought to our attention that made me feel very weird about the things that I found funny through a kid's eye versus adult eye.
Yeah. We're gonna definitely get into all that. He also continues on. How could you not watch Dune? Look, we're not going to Dune shame. We're not going to Dune shame. I mean, we'll get into my shame a little bit later, but real quick, let's do what we sometimes do here on the show. Let me set it up. I wanted to, wait, did I remember to, no, I did not remember to get my links ready. So let me stall.
He did not get the links ready. While you stall, you can stall. I'll just shame you about not having watched Dune at all.
I mean, it's not that important, right?
It is that important.
Wow,
it's
makes
so
it,
important.
What makes it so damn great?
Well, isn't literally, and this could just be hearsay, but isn't Star Wars, like, wasn't he inspired by?
Yeesh, look at all that cake.
I mean, it came out a little bit after all that.
I'm pretty sure, though.
I mean, George Lucas inspired everybody.
No, but he was inspired by Dune.
No, Star Wars came out before Dune. The book?
The
book, maybe. Yeah, probably. Probably.
I would say, not the book as old as you know what.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Look. All I know is there's no Darth Vader.
All you know
so
is someone who's obsessed with Star Wars not being obsessed with its originator is kind of bad.
We're getting ahead of the story here. That Dune, the Dune comes later, guys. If you are a Dooney, guys joining the chat, then thank you guys for joining. That hit the like button, guys, if you want to talk about these topics with us, or if you don't like me of my punchable face, I understand. Don't hit the like button. But we're about to talk about Dune. We're about to talk about A Quiet on the Set. We're going to talk about we're going to do some reactions real quick. But yeah, for you guys just joining, I'm already being fucking shamed for not seeing Dune by my co-host, by Peter. Everybody's shaming Chris today. All right, this is if there was a parade of my pain, Tabitha would be holding the baton doing this. Yeah. So let's just get into the damn show. All right. Real quick, some reactions. So I got some funny stuff I wanted to show you real quick. Little theme. I finally got a fucking theme going on. So this is the, those of course challenge. Like, me and you talked about doing one of those. Like, we're podcasters. Of course,
yeah.
My co-host
of
is
course.
Always late when it rains. You remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So we haven't done that yet. But
we're podcasters. Of course, the main host is never on time and can't start the show when he says he's going to.
No, that's a different of course. I'm black. Of course I'm on CP time. Of black guy. Of course the show doesn't start on time.
Oh my God.
But I got some of those to show you. So let me pull them up real fast. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me get you on screen. There you go. Look, there's my punchable face right there. Let's see if I can pull this pull up my favorites. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
We're racist. Of course we're going to say.
What did you say?
Huh?
What did you just say?
I said we're racist.
No. You said we're going to do this as we're roommates.
But we're racist.
No. You are.
Like, it's a fun trend. Like,
no, don't put me in this shit. We are roommates, and that is it.
We're racist. Of course we're going to say.
What did you say?
We're waiting till marriage. Of course people ask us if we're really not having sex.
We're waiting till marriage. Of course we haven't made it past the kissing stage yet.
We're waiting till marriage. Of course people ask me if I forced him to do this against his will.
We're waiting till marriage. Of course people ask why I didn't want to take a test drive.
We're waiting till marriage. Of course we're getting married before our 3-year dating anniversary.
He wasn't ready for that one.
No.
Oh man, could you have waited, like if Jess was like, let's wait until we're married. What do you think about that? What do you think? Could you do it?
No.
That's not a moral value that I feel that is ingrained in me, and I don't shame others for that, but it's not for me. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with someone who wasn't comfortable being physical with me, and I wouldn't want to marry them and commit to them without having.
We can be very physical. She likes to hold hands.
That's a different type of physicality. There's different types of intimacy, and I think that sexuality is an important intimacy aspect to a relationship, and for you to not have knowledge about that and then commit to someone the way marriage is supposed to be committed to feels very immature and irrational to me.
Oh, did you hear about the lady who found out on her wedding night that the husband had a micro penis?
Oh, well, I mean, if you don't...
Case in point.
You're bad. I mean, I'm not going to feel sorry for the choices you made.
Test drive.
Yeah.
Right, rumor kids, test drive. Anyway, all right, move on to the next one.
We're white. Everyone in my family is going to wash themselves with the same bar of soap. We're all white.
There we go. Come on. Oh, is the rumors true?
No.
We're white. Everybody washes themselves.
Who still uses bar soap?
That Dove, baby.
Like, who be using the hard bars, man? I thought we had transitioned into body washes by now.
Making a rap album, the hard bars.
God, that is like the whitest rap album ever. Hard bars.
Hard bars. Duh.
Everyone in my family is gonna wash themselves with the same bar of soap. We're white. We're gonna eat saltine crackers when we're under the weather. We're white. We're gonna use the phrase under the weather. We're white. We're gonna wear robes with no underwear underneath so that when my grandkids come over for holiday, they can see my junk every time I stand up, making them traumatized for years to come. We're white. Everyone in my family is gonna wash themselves with the same bar of soap. We're white. We're gonna eat.
Let me pause it. He went way too far with that.
I was like,
we're gonna. I don't wear underwear with my robe. But then
yeah, I was like,
going.
We get out of the shower. That's fine. And then he kept going. I was like, no. Stop there.
No. I'm like, we should have cut in and said something like, we're his neighbors. Of course we just called the cops.
Yeah. Yes. That's the next stitch right there.
The next stitch. Yeah.
Oh God.
Let's see. Let me get to the next one. Let me find it.
We're from West Virginia. Of course we're going to stop and help someone if they break down. From West Virginia. Of course we don't got teeth. We're from West Virginia. Of course we always got sweet tea in the fridge. We're from West Virginia. Of course we date our cousins. I don't know where you're from, but it ain't the part of West Virginia I'm at. You're a pussy where you come from. I'm not a...
You're a pussy where you...
I can attest to West Virginia being like that.
What?
Yeah.
She's like, I seen it.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I know it exists.
I have to break the... Yeah. I had to break the ice with some of those. Of course, we still got to do ours. We got to do our of course.
Yeah, I know.
You guys got any suggestions of some funny of course trends to do? Let me know. Let me look those up. I got to do some reaction to those.
I'm sure they'll have some good tink tink ones.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people are just joining. They don't know what the tink tink reference is, so it's a good thing. I got one for you. Ooh. Okay. All right. Let's see if I can wow you with something that we haven't talked about yet. We haven't done a Reddit read in a minute. So I want to see if I can do this for you real fast before we get started. Guys, if you guys like Reddit reads and stuff like that, we got a lot of good ones on here. So, you know, subscribe, become a follower, a patron, a member, all that good stuff. And let us know what good things you want us to react to, because I got a good one for you. You ready for this one? Here we go. I'm going to half of what you guys clicked on. So we're talking about Dan and Dragons. All right. We've been waiting like over a year now for this season 2 of House of the Dragon, of this hot D. Taps, are you ready for some more hot D?
The only time I'm ready for hot D.
You're like, that hot D's not your audience. She's like, that's not my cup of D. I
definitely don't want a cup of them.
You don't want it? All right. Okay. Yeah. The guys, yeah, if you've been watching us for a while, you would know why Tabitha is not interested in any D at all. Hot, lukewarm, or cold. That's not her, not what we would say, not your cup of D.
This is not my cup of D.
For me.
So look, let me see if I can get this. So there's two trailers, like some teasers for the House of the Dragon. There's a black trailer and there's a green trailer.
On his deathbed, he knew the realm would never accept a queen.
Rhaenyra's supporters will believe what they wish. But Viserys wanted Aegon to succeed him.
They wish now not for the good of the realm, but for the satisfaction of vengeance.
Plot against the king, and I will pay it back 100 times over.
I'm as fearsome as any of them.
You have no idea the sacrifices that were made to put you on that throne.
My uncle is a challenge I welcome. If he dares face me.
We will prevail and bring forth peace. But you must accept that the path to victory now is one of violence.
Good. To war, then.
All my life, I've endeavored to serve both my house and the realm. And somehow none of it matters.
Hold to your courage for the one true king, Aegon!
I'm already going to tell you right now, you're going to be mad at me. I'm team green right now, baby.
How?
Let me get you on screen. You say how?
How those little twats of children
those
cannot
twats
be
of
on.
Children mean she did mean her daughter straight up. He wanted her daughter to take the throne, and she
correct.
Misunderstood what he was saying. But they're
he
still
it's the queen again.
Not wrong about them kids.
No, but the queen has more rights than those kids do. Them kids are little twat heads who don't deserve to be on the throne. So,
right.
Definitely not on that green side.
Okay. I see what you're saying right there. It's just that green mama real cute. I just like it.
yeah, you do.
Let me find the black trailer. Always bet on black trailer. Here we go.
We fight for our queen!
My father chose me, his firstborn child, to succeed him. He held to his decision until death. And yet, Alicent's son sits my throne. I mean to fight this war and win it.
The realm will soon tear itself apart. Men do not remember the oath sworn to King Viserys and to his rightful heir.
The Hightowls are marching. You must crush this beast at its head.
Our terms are very simple. Renounce the false king.
It's I'm I've done, what did Dave Chappelle say? I've done commercials for Coke and Pepsi. And all I know is Pepsi paid me most recently, so it tastes better. It's all about which one I did last, all right? All right. But
oh my goodness.
But you on that's the team you on, right? We together on that one, huh?
Yeah, we together on that one. That's
the team. Yeah, she was wrong. And they killed her son on the last episode. And that look on her face, I'm telling you, that is the look of a mama bear that's gonna wreck shop. Look at that.
Oh yeah. She definitely gonna take names.
She is gonna kick names and take ass. Look at that. Like taking ass. You're like, what? Okay. We're going there. All right. All right. All right. Let us know. What side are you on? Are you on Team Green? Are you Super Green? Are you Super Green?
Super Green.
Or is it always bet on black? All right. Let's before we run out of too much time because I'm already dang it.
Over.
I lost the link. So you know what? We'll call it for that's the trailers that we're gonna do. Let's move on to a couple reviews. Look, one of the things that you wanted to talk about was Dune. Okay, I didn't see Dune.
Yes, because you lame.
I haven't seen Dune, or I haven't seen Dune 2. So the floor is yours. I'm giving you your chance. This is your review to talk me into it. I'm gonna put this on the blog. It's gonna say Tabitha Jordan what would you prefer? Tabitha
and kind of where his mom come from and how that affects who he is and what he does, and throughout the movie, Zendaya's character Johnny is really develops and evolves in Dune 2 and really comes to some crossroads, and you kind of see culturally the differences between them and how that affects them and how they interact with each other. But I really enjoyed it. It's a long movie, so go in knowing that you're going to invest time. Make sure you're eating there, you've peed before the movie, all that good stuff, because it is long. But I really enjoy it. But I really enjoy the Dune story. So it's one of those things that I think that I might enjoy it more than like a mainstream person could or would. But yeah, I loved it.
Is Dune like, I heard that Dune has become people's Star Wars, like how some people are feeling like Star Wars. Like I've heard that some people are like, Star Wars was always my main jam, but now I think Dune is better.
I think what it's done is like Star Wars, because it did come after Dune, and you know, then it had its movies and the movies were so successful. I think Star Wars really was able to capture like a younger generation, whereas Dune didn't really get that through the books and the movie that it had. Like it wasn't like the same sort of capture that Star Wars was. And so I think it's now getting that, like this generational about what's happening in the movie, which makes me kind of enjoy the movies even more, having read parts of that. So I don't know. I'm a weirdo like that, but I love that.
I agree. You are a weirdo, but no.
I know.
But you've convinced me. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch Dune 1 on Max. And then if it's still in theaters, I'll watch Dune 2 because Zendaya is hot.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I still feel really gross saying it, but yes.
I mean, she's an adult.
She is not an adult close to our age. So I still feel gross, but yes, she is stunning as always.
But an adult.
Doesn't matter. I'm so sorry. It doesn't matter. Still not close to my age. Still gross.
Like back in my day, it's still harassment, Chris. Anyway.
I'm going to give it to you like this. I have an adult child.
No, why'd you have to ruin it? Damn it.
Okay, stop. So we go.
She's like, Tabitha's like, leave Zendaya alone. All right, okay, I'll watch Dune 2 and Dune 1 with pure thoughts.
Okay.
When my wife walks in the room, like, see my hands? My hands are right here. Okay. All right, I'll do it. All right. Guys, let us know what you guys think. What did you guys think of Dune? If you guys have seen it, put it in the box and let me know what you guys thought of it. And let's move on to the last thing. Okay, the main topic of the night. All right. I saw it.
Excuse me, I have the hiccups. It covered all facets of abuse, which...
And I was, it was one of those situations, like I said, I was like, you knew about it. You've heard it, especially recently. It's one of those situations where it was like, you know how people say, well, it was a different time. I'm like, dude, it was 1999. It was 2000 and stuff. It wasn't that long ago. It's just that it was once again a situation where people were just being protected. People who didn't deserve it. And shit being ignored. And these were kids.
Yeah. Right?
I don't, it's a different time. There is no different time when it's talking about kids. No. But I thought that I was surprised that it was only four episodes long. Every episode was about like 43 minutes long each. It was like a 3-hour binge. So I binged it real quick this afternoon. While I was setting up for today, I had it on in the background, and I'm just every few minutes I'm like, holy shit! I had to stop and I had to grab because I was watching on my phone. I was like holy shit! Because it was one of those moments where it had like those pauses where you had to soak in and take in what you just heard, and they would take the moment to display on screen, it was hard hitting, like I said, you would get hit with a brutal truth, and then it would go silent, and it forced me to, because I was listening to it like a podcast, but it would force me to go back to my phone, because I knew that silence meant something was being displayed, like an article or a court report or something that I needed to read. And I was like, no. And then when I would read it, I was like, holy shit. He did that.
My stomach hurt so much. So much.
But no, then it turned like, no, because of those insecurities, it's almost like he made a pact with himself. I was bullied, or the way I was treated, or the way I was undervalued or underestimated in life, I'm going to take it. Like, he just chose, I'm going to take it out on everybody, especially women. Like, this guy was, the way he treated his, the female writers, the part where it got to the, and I'm sorry for spoilers. Well, I mean, no, this isn't spoilers. This is a documentary. This is all well documented. The part where it got to how he thought he could get away with literally paying a writer half of what they were owed because they were women. Oh, you and this other writer are going to split a salary. Like, in what universe does that make sense? And when you pipe
him,
go ahead. Him
making the female writers throw money out the window.
Yeah.
Throw it out the window. Him making the female writers in the writer's room act out sodomy while she delivered a joke because he said it would be funnier that way.
Yeah. And if she would have had a problem with it, they're like, you're not cool. You're a snitch. Or you're
he belittled you. If you spoke out against him, he belittled and demeaned you, and then ruined your life.
Yeah. It was. I think this was one of the actors or writers that was on the show. I can't remember her name, but this documentary, it's a better word. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying, like, it's a classic. Tactic used for abusive people will use on the people they're trying to abuse, where they isolate and they create a vortex where they pull you away from everyone else so that you have to rely on them.
Yeah.
Then you become everything that they can provide for you, and then that's how they can put you in those situations where you can continuously be abused, because you can't bite the hand that feeds you. And if you're being fed by that person with all the ways that you need to be fed because they've isolated you, you can't bite that hand. And so it perpetuates the abuse. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was that the only parent that was really consistently around that was consistently around Dan and was like interacting with Dan on a regular basis was Amanda Bynes' father. And Amanda Bynes has accused both of them of sexually assaulting her.
Yeah.
So even Dan would remove, like, he claims that all these parents were there. All these parents were always there. But the parents were often removed from the room.
A lot of times. It was, you could hear about, and the second the door closed, like, it was, we know you guys heard about what happened. Did any of you guys... that his mom protected her, him from something worse that could have happened.
Correct. It's,
correct. I was bummed out towards the end when I didn't look it up, all these articles and stuff beforehand. I let the documentary fill me in. I was bummed out when I found out that, as you hear about victims who later become predators.
Yep.
That I wasn't surprised when Drake said that, you know, he was also found guilty of sending inappropriate messages.
Did you go and do the research about what he was found guilty of?
Sending inappropriate text messages.
Okay, so he was found guilty because he pled guilty to these terms to settle, but he was found guilty of sending inappropriate text to a minor. The right. storyline is that they investigated. He did not know this person was a minor, and when he found out, he stopped
He immediately stopped speaking to him. Yeah, that's that part I got. He did not send what was done to him. He didn't deny it like his predator.
He did not send nude photos. He did not send inappropriate texts in that way.
Right.
He sent text to a minor that could be flirtatious, and that was what was considered inappropriate because he didn't know that they were a minor.
So he didn't know that it was a minor?
No. So this person, here's the crazy part. This chick.
Excuse, but there's reasons.
Right. There's a why to everything. Yeah. You know, the whole reason Dan is the way he is because he's insecure.
Because of what he went through.
It's not the fact that he was just rejected and he didn't know how to process or handle rejection.
Yeah.
Therefore, he took that rejection and created hate. And he uses that to fuel his actions and his reasons for treating the people that the way that he does in his adulthood.
Exactly.
It is unprocessed emotions that he needs to go to therapy and do some actual work. But Dan is a massive narcissist. And even, did you see his response to this to the documentary coming out?
Like, he'll never own up to it. It was pretty much basically saying I did nothing wrong. Everything was by the book. Everything was approved. The parents were there the whole time.
Very dismissive of having any sort of accountability other than him saying, I'm sorry you felt that was inappropriate, the massages. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, none of it was sincere.
He might as well have said these chicks can't take a joke or some shit.
And then, exactly. And then the interview is being done by the guy who holds all the donuts from iCarly. And he brings up how he's always been commended for being diverse. He's always just had token black people on the show. He's not had a diverse show.
Right. When it got to
scene videos that, you know, Dan would have on YouTube, you could see bodily changes. Like, everything in their system changed. They start to cover themselves. And you see visceral responses from her.
Yeah.
And how uncomfortable she was.
It explains a lot to me. And if I was ever critical, I've always liked Ariana Grande's music and stuff like that. Some of the things lately I've been a little critical. I'm like, what's going on? But now, because I didn't watch iCarly and those things. But now it's a lot of things that I was thinking, what's going on with this person? Now it's all making sense. When I was watching this documentary, it reminded me we had a conversation on this channel about switching gears to Jamie Lynn Spears. Remember when you know the movement for Britney started coming up again, and how Britney, you know, she exposed like all the abuse and being used and being bled dry by her family. She also named Jamie Lynn Spears for that. Even on this channel, I say, even though I agreed with Britney and what she was saying for the most part, but I was not gonna go full on 100% because a lot of her hardcore fans will be trashing Jamie Lynn for what, you know, because she did also, you know, use Britney as well because that's what she was brought up in. But we said it on this channel. But she was also raised in the same
rumors going around that her when she, you know, she got pregnant when she was a teenager.
Yeah.
That the kid that she got pregnant with, you know, yeah, that her oldest child is actually Dan's child.
Wow. Wow. I did not know about that rumor, but you know, but we said it on this channel back when that whole thing was popping off with Britney. I was like, I was not going to go hard against Jamie Lynn. I was not going to disagree with Britney. I believe Britney, what she said, because yeah, she was the cash cow. And yeah, of course the whole family was bleeding her dry as much as they could, but they were also trying to make Jamie Lynn just as popular and much of a cash cow, if not more. They were trying to recreate it. They were, because if Jamie would have became just as popular or more popular than Britney, they'd have did the same thing to her too. And so I felt like, I'm like, they were all brought up in this household. I understand Britney's mad, but this whole thing with this Nickelodeon documentary, I was like, I felt like everybody that was bashing Jamie, a lot of them are gonna pretend, like 95% of them are gonna try to go back and delete those tweets. They're gonna pretend like they didn't say. Jamie didn't that much of a hard time.
I don't think what Jamie's been through also excuses every poor choice that she makes either.
Of course not.
She's still accountable for how she treats people and what she does as well. Yeah. Just like I think.
Man, but that documentary,
definitely needs to be watched.
Yeah, it does need to be. It does need to be watched. I got through it. I got 3 hours. It was a quick binge. I'm trying to promote it. I'm trying to use the right words. I'm not going to use the word enjoyed. I was informed, and
it's very informative. It's very. It is a intense watch. You do have to process, like, it does change the way you kind of look at the kids' shows that you enjoyed. That's a truth. But it's an important watch. It's definitely worth watching.
People are going to look at this documentary and think that it 100% comes from the point of view that Dan is guilty. I'm going to disagree with that. It doesn't come from that point of view. It is very balanced and it's very fair. It just so happens that all the evidence that's laid out on the table points to Dan being a fucking guilty motherfucker.
Correct.
As much as I feel like this documentary was very fair and it stuck to the facts, and with all said and done, the fact is Nickelodeon should have, the fact that they took that long for them, because they looked at how much money Dan was making for the company at the expense of what was happening to these kids. And this is a company that was geared to entertain and bring joy to kids.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
How does the mental gymnastics, the I Did Nothing Wrong tour or whatever.
I really hope that he just gets pushed out of this industry and people don't want
to
work.
What did it say at the end of it? That he tried to make a comeback.
And yeah, he's still trying. He's still trying.
And I wrote these names down real quick before I ended off. This guy, Jason Michael Handley, Brian Peck, Azel Handler, all convicted and registered S offenders who worked at Nickelodeon. And not saying that they were that Dan knew that they were Nickelodeon really dropped the ball. You would think a company that is geared towards children would have done better due diligence on making sure that the people that they were hiring and being around kids at all time were not on the damn list. If that makes sense, you would think.
Yeah. But,
guys, let us know what you guys think. I think there was another comment that came in about the end from Y2 Germs. Said, if people don't make enough noise about the Nickelodeon documentary, it's just going to get ignored and buried like when Corey Feldman exposed it on The View, right?
I agree.
100%. 100%, yeah. Go watch it. If you got Max, it's a quick binge. Like I said, if you got 3 hours here, like I said, I just listen to it like a podcast. And you can just listen to it in the background. I'm telling you, it'll stop you. You can't just listen to it. You will stop and go, and you will watch. If you're one of those kids, if you're old as dirt like me and Tabs, and you was those kids in the 90s, we had some technical difficulties. It's raining outside. I think it's Friday the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. It's crazy out there. Guys, some technical difficulties will happen, especially when you talk shit about Dune, apparently. You say one bad thing about Dune, they shut the lights off. It's weird.
That's what happens.
You Dune, Mother Cloche. Think you, it's all about Marvel and Star Wars. I'm telling you.
We're taking the water out of the world, baby.
Let me guess. Is that a Dune saying? Okay, may the force fucking be with you. Thanks for co-hosting with me as always on a Thursday, Tab. If people want to find you, where can they do so on the socials?
On TikTok, you can get me at leshavefun012. And then on Instagram, you can get me at tabitha.jordan.18.
Tabitha.jordan.18, right?
Yes.
Forgot to have it. I thought I had it displayed at the bottom, but it wasn't there. But I'll fix that for next time. Guys, if you guys want to reach out to me, it's always right here at T3 Media Studios on all the socials. Thanks for supporting the channel. Thank you to our channel sponsors, Peter Lang and regulars like Y2 Germs. Guys, for keeping it live in the chat and always keeping the lights on over here. We really do appreciate the support. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already become a subscriber. I'm going to go watch. I might go watch Dune.
All right, get it.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna watch X-Men 97.
Boo.
Guys, if you want, until next time, guys.